next item on the agenda is Frank Shade, purchasing agent and fleet manager.
Good morning. First time in front of all you guys, nice to see you. This morning I'm here regarding surplus equipment. For the past several years, we've periodically disposed of surplus vehicles, electronic equipment, and anything that the county no longer has a need for and doesn't fit a useful purpose for us. Coming around, here's a list of the vehicles. There's 18, possibly 19. Depending on what time they go to sale, I may have a third paramedic unit that will be ready to go. In the past, these vehicles have brought between $12,000 and $20,000, I think, at public auction. They have absolutely no use to us at all. They've either are in some sort of disrepair or they have extremely high mileage. The department no longer needs them. In the case of the paramedic vehicles, because of their need to respond in a very limited amount of time, we try to get those replaced on a regular basis. We do cycle them through other departments when it's a vehicle that they could use. These particular ones are actually Redding body type, the ice cream type trucks that the paramedics have are disposing of. They were originally bought with a 5 to 10 year lifespan, and they're in, I think, year 18 or 19 now, so we've done real well. The engineering department has several pieces. There's some supplemental information in there, equipment that is just no longer needed, fecal disposal equipment and all kinds of stuff. I have no idea if we'll be able to do anything with that at surplus market. If not, we'll dispose of it as scrap. What I'm looking for here is approval to go ahead and move forward with disposing of this equipment.
Any sophisticated equipment? Do we do internet sales? Like, you know, some of that, any of that stuff?
Any of the stuff that we can find a market for, I do research and try to dispose of it. The engineering department has looked at a lot of their stuff, and it's either outdated,
right,
or just nobody
I've been
has
to, I've been to auctions, like, I'll use example Dave Wilson's auction, and a lot of times, if it's not the typical product that normally shows up at one of our, you know, auctions, right, houses, right, which is usually furniture and farm,
sure,
equipment and stuff,
sure,
like that, it brings nothing.
I mean, right. Well, in this case, if any of it, if the scrap price is higher than the auction price would be, we'll send it off to scrap.
Mm-hmm.
So
the electronic, how's that? How do we advertise that? Because I know you did that before here.
We do a couple things there. One, we advertise it that it's viewable here for a day or two. We let people come in, and we raise a couple $1,000 sometimes off of the public buying it. We do it right in the atrium here in the building. Just move it out of the storeroom we have it in, right into the atrium.
Mm-hmm.
That's raised a couple $1,000 over the years. And then we move it on to Wilson's, where we dispose of it. There really isn't any way to, most of that's so outdated that there's
no value
in it at all.
Okay.
The big issues usually are the vehicles. And like I said, with the paramedic trucks, we'll put a bottom line on it. We're anticipating the bottom line on those paramedic trucks will be in a $10,000 range. So conceivably, this could bring easily $30,000 to $45,000 in revenue on these used vehicles. In the past, we did sell them on sealed bids. We tried public auctions here on the grounds. Nobody shows up for those. The automobile auction at Wilson's does have a command audience. They do come. That's what they're there for. In the past, the sealed bid process on vehicles, we brought $200 or $300, $400 for a vehicle. We're seeing $1,000, $1,500 on the junk, and it goes. It's sold as is, where is. We have no liability on it. We're just better off without having them stored on the property.
All right. Are there any questions for Mr. Shade? If not, I have a motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the sale and disposal of surplus county vehicles and equipment as recommended by the county purchasing agent.
So move you.
Can I get
a second?
I have a motion by Mr. Vincent and a second by Ms. Deaver to approve the recommendation by our fleet manager to sell surplus property. Is there any discussion? If not, Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We now on the agenda have scheduled an executive session. Could I ask for a motion to recess to executive
Make
session?
Make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
State the reason.
Reason.
The reasons are,
thank you, Bob.
potential litigation, land acquisition, and personnel.
But not land acquisition.
No, we're putting land, we put it back in.
Is there any discussion?
Without and back.
Excuse me.
If not, Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.